This is episode number 111 of the Android Buffet Podcast. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and what comes after that, Jerry? No, I forgot one. Oops, yeah, forgot one. Welcome to episode number 111 of the Android Buffet Podcast for Labor Day, September 3rd, 2012.
Yay!
Hi, Jerry. So we're all sick and tired today?
I guess. Oh, so interesting bit of trivia about 111. Do you know it's the lowest positive integer that requires 6 syllables to say it? Or 7 if you're Canadian or British, because then you say 111, which adds an extra syllable, whereas in America we say 111. Which is considerably confusing for me, because if you're Canadian or British, what do you say in place of the decimal point?
I don't know.
I've never been Canadian or British. It's like $100.14, right?
Yeah.
So if it was $111.14, would you say 111 and 14?
Well, in Britain, they'd say £111.14. Don't forget, in Canada. Canada, they use dollars, so they do dollars and cents. So let's get to some housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Yes. The next few weeks, there will be some schedule changes to accommodate my religious observance. On Monday, September 17th, there will be no show.
Oh my gosh.
The live show will be rescheduled for 10 p.m. Wednesday, September 19th. On Monday, October 1st, there will be no show. The live show will be rescheduled for 10 p.m. Wednesday, October 3rd. And on that day, Android Buffet and the Droid Nation podcast will do a combined show. So, Jerry, if you forget to show up, I'll have 5 other co-hosts.
Are you giving me a get-out-of-jail-free card?
No, don't you want to come up? You just have to remember. Well, you have to remember to install Mumble.
Oh.
They use Mumble. Finally...
Maybe we should start using Mumble.
Well, why don't we try it out with them and we'll see.
Why don't we try it out on our next show? That'll give me a good, solid excuse to install it.
Because you need a Mumble server, but I'll go ask them if they'll let me borrow theirs.
Oh.
For the test, at least.
Is a Mumble server something I can set up?
Well, generally, you need something with good upstream and downstream bandwidth.
Oh, yeah, I'm not too hot on the upstream.
Yeah, I will see.
Maybe we could just set up an EC2 instance.
We could. You know, I was just going, I think that they would let me borrow theirs, because you could have multiple rooms on a server.
Mm-hmm.
So I will see if they will let me borrow theirs for an hour, just to see how it works out. I don't believe that they're doing a show this time. And, you know, if we happen to knock Pod Brewers off the air, why not? That's where they talk about home brewing. Finally, Monday, October 8th, no show. That will be rescheduled for Wednesday, October 10th. So those of you who are not normally available on Mondays, you get a chance to see us on Wednesdays. Isn't that exciting, Jerry?
I'm excited.
Yes.
So, to clarify, we're going to do the 19th of September, the 3rd of October, and the 10th of October. Otherwise, it's a normal Monday.
So. Yes.
Alrighty. And same time, 10 p.m.
Yes. I also wanted to announce that I have started trying this week. I will be moving the podcast to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, because that makes sense. What?
What do you mean? That makes perfect sense. It's a money-saving attempt. I think things will be cheaper in the Czech Republic. I'm moving hosting away from Amazon S3, where the downloads are hosted. I will be hosting them at a CDN in Prague.
And it's a Czechoslovakia? Why?
No, Czechoslovakia doesn't exist anymore. Czech Republic.
Okay. That still doesn't really answer the question of why.
Well, I wanted to have them host it at their Chicago facility. They sent me an email explaining it. Here we are. Let's see if I can read it. I can't do a very good Prague accent. We have temporary disk space issue at Chicago. Please use for your new push zone location at Europe, Prague. Here we have enough of space. I will mail you when we fix space at Chicago and we can move this data from EU to Chicago. Okay? Thank you. Best regards. Supozdrevim. Zdenek Sidra. Content Delivery Network. So, it's costing me 5 cents a gigabyte instead of 12 cents a gigabyte. And, you know, that adds up at the end of the month.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. How much are they charging you?
5 cents a gigabyte.
Oh.
S3 is charging me 12. But bear in mind that by hosting it with them, they're going to spread it out amongst their entire delivery network. That's just where the actual file is. They do have CDMs in... So, essentially, they're nodes. I think they call them POPs. I was always bad with my terminology. In 61 locations. So that should result in a faster download. Oh, excuse me, 66 locations. Including a location near you. Maybe. Depending on where you are. In North America alone, Albany, Allentown, Ashburn, Atlanta, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, Montreal, Phoenix, Raleigh, Rancho Cordova, Salt Lake City, San Diego, Saskatoon, Scranton, Seattle, Tampa, Toronto, and Washington.
Interesting.
In fact, they just opened up a new CDN in Oceania. I didn't know... Well, see, this is the interesting. I didn't know there was a place called Oceania.
I didn't either.
Apparently, that's where Honolulu is.
Honolulu?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've been using for my content delivery network for a while CDN77, which just launched earlier this year. I just love this. CDN77 aims to be the equivalent of JetBlue in the airline industry, a fully disruptive CDN provider that will transform the CDN industry with extensive CDN POPs coverage, an extremely competitive price, and a guarantee that in terms of customer support, we will be in the top three in the global market.
Mm-hmm.
They also run a hosting company locally in the Czech Republic that has 35% of local Czech traffic. Anyway, Cloudflare may be free, but I do not like pointing my DNS server at anybody.
I understand.
I don't trust them. It's one thing to, you know, to use them, but if I can't turn them off from my end without waiting for that long for things to propagate, I can turn off the CDN in a moment. I have a CNAME in my DNS file that redirects it to a subdomain, but I can turn off the redirection in a minute. Well, that gave me my second win. I'm very passionate about my content delivery. Also, I am expanding my offer to give away my treasures as prizes on the show for people who participate.
Prizes?
Yes, I'm going to call them prizes. So I'm instituting a new segment on Android Buffet called Guru's Junkyard.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, every week I will unveil a new piece of junk. Excuse me, I have a cough today. And you may be able to get this piece of junk should you participate in some way. In fact, I'm even prepared to put out a theme song. Yes, I just happen to have this piece of music here that I have left over from the Accessibility Computing Foundation Marathon when they suggested that I sing something. I never actually did, so I happen to have this ready. They suggested I sing some Sesame Street. So I have the song I used to sing when I used to work mopping the floor.
What's that?
I Love Trash. You know, oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's... Take it, Jerry.
I've never heard this song before in my life.
Not a fan of Oscar the Grouch? The word is trash, by the way.
Okay.
I have a few more verses, if you're interested. I'll save that for next time. I'll save that for next time. So let's go into this week's Guru's Junkyard selection. Okay. Oops. Okay. Let's see what we have here in these boxes. A PNY PCI Express video card. NVIDIA. And under that, see here? Another NVIDIA video card, also PCI Express. Below that, another NVIDIA card, also PCI Express. Below that, another video card, NVIDIA, also PCI Express. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's an ASUS card. That one's fanless. A combination, this is a PCI, a gigabit Ethernet, and a FireWire card. But wait, there's more. Another box here. This is fun. Some assorted gigabit Ethernet cards. A SATA controller, the sixth video card in the collection, and some PCMCIA wireless networking cards. So if you participate in the show, some of this stuff could be yours. Let's put that down. And an extra special surprise for the first person who gets in, this authentic computer geek mug, never before used. It says geek on it. Maybe I'll send that to you, Jerry.
Ah.
So, remember the contest here. You could take all of these GPUs that are sitting here doing nothing as your prize, and you can build yourself a Bitcoin mon. Isn't that right, Jerry?
You could.
Well, I used to use them in Myth TV boxes. But I switched to HDMI, so I have a lot of DVI ones. They are all VDPAU capable.
Mm.
So you could build a multi-monitor setup, just like Jerry.
Do you need more monitors?
Yeah, but now you'd have the cards to support them.
I plugged in another monitor yesterday.
What are you up to?
7.
An elevator? No, I did not just drink from the mug. The mug has never been used. It is a pristine mug. Still in its original packaging. Yes.
The mug sounds interesting.
Yes, it's a geek's mug. Anyway, let's get to some news. Dilbert is once again talking about Android.
Yeah, I read it. I didn't get it. I think I'm losing my sense of humor.
Well, I will try to act out the Dilbert cartoon. I heard a rumor that Apple's next phone will have a 20-megapixel camera. That's nothing. I heard you'll be able to hold the phone to your head and take a picture of your thoughts. And even that's nothing. Their next phone will be a time machine. Another version of the same individual appears. Here I am for the future. I'm the most handsome man in the universe, so am I. And there's, of course, the other guy in the corner. He makes a good case for buying an Android phone. Anyway, maybe I'm not good at narrating Dilbert, but it's always nice to know that they're thinking about Android. So remember, you could buy an Android phone yourself, just like Wally. Sorry, it took me a moment to remember that guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
With thought photo-taking capabilities.
No, that's, you know, the Android phone doesn't have the thought capabilities, and it is not a time machine.
But it will.
Yeah. No, that won't be till Key Lime Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Next version. In other news, Walmart is set to release Scan and Go, which would allow customers to avoid long lines for checking out. People would scan their items as they shop and then pay for them at a self-service kiosk. So you'd scan everything in your cart with your phone and then just have your phone scanned by this kiosk and handle your payment.
That would be awesome.
Well, there's only one downside.
What's that?
Well, it's Walmart. There are downsides there.
What's the downside?
To being at a Walmart?
Yeah.
Well, I've been a bit skeptical ever since one of the Walmarts that I'd been in. They had health department violations,
But
they found a wonderful way around it. Apparently, if you have health code violations and they shut you down, which they did in this case, you have a certain period of time where they are monitoring you much more closely.
Mm-hmm.
But they executed this fun loophole. What they did was they let the permit lapse, and then they applied for a new permit on the same space. So now they'd have to have 2 years' worth of violations before the state will start inspecting them more closely. So they essentially reset the clock.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've refused to visit that Walmart since then.
I understand.
I've been to other Walmarts. Sprint started a marketing campaign, Just Say No to Sharing. that you drink. What? Just say no to sharing.
Okay.
Basically, their marketing campaign is against shared data. You have to watch the video.
Apparently.
Yeah. China is the fastest growing Android market with 401% year-over-year growth between this and last July.
Wow.
Yeah. Go China. Soon you will
go Android.
Soon you outdo our Androidness.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, we'll have to get a Chinese correspondent.
Hee
hee. We'll find one. If you happen to be a Chinese Android enthusiast listening to this show, and you would like to be our Chinese correspondent, you are welcome to join us, assuming the Great Firewall of China does not prevent you. I don't know. Does Skype work in China? Or do they block it? Mumble, I suppose. Anyway. CyanogenMod unveils CMTap, an NFC payment service powered by SimplyTap, which allows you to create gift cards for supported locations or a universal gift card that supports all locations. However, each type of card has a different fee based on the actual cost of completing the transactions. From their example, apparently McDonald's is cheap, but the most expensive would be the generic cash card. And unlike Google Wallet, CMTap requires data connection to complete the transaction. So what do you think? CyanogenMod and a mobile payment system. Good idea, bad idea?
I don't get it.
Essentially, they're doing an open version, well, open to the extent you can for a mobile payment system, of Google Wallet. So it's the same thing. Essentially, it hooks into your existing payment formats, and you essentially create a gift card for various stores that can be paid using the service.
I believe this is a hallmark of the destruction and of CyanogenMod.
Okay.
They're getting into things they got no business getting into. So their energy and their focus and their direction is diluted. And I only see it as a signpost to destruction.
Okay. Yeah. Just to answer Elevator's question, Google Wallet doesn't need a data connection. It stores a secure token. So essentially, when you go and you swipe there, it supplies credentials that are cached on the device to the payment processor, which will go back and request it using a virtual MasterCard to Google, and on the Google side, it'll take care of debiting your actual card. So you could bring in your Nexus 7 without an internet connection and actually use it to pay for something. Whereas the CMTap approach is it does require a data connection and it uses a server. In this case, it uses the SimplyTap server, which is a third-party service. Moving along, Google added a recommended for you section in the Play Store. Have you tried this, Trevor?
I have.
Anything that you thought should have been recommended?
No. You know, one would think that they would do a better job at the...
Well, they're not Amazon.
No, they're not.
Amazon's very good at finding links between things. People who bought chairs also like to buy sofas.
You're just being funny.
No, I've seen actually really weird ones, though. Haven't you bought something on Amazon and then got a message? People who liked X also liked Y, and you can't figure out what the causal connection is between X and Y.
Sometimes I don't think there's causal. It's just, you know...
Odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of Amazon, they have boasted that the Kindle Fire is sold out, and it owns 22% of the U.S. tablet market. I'm just mentioning this because apparently in the coming week, Amazon is supposed to have an event, I believe in Los Angeles, where they may be launching new Kindle Fires. And while we don't always get into hardware, certainly if Amazon is coming out with something new, it's going to shake things up because a lot of people who wouldn't have otherwise purchased a tablet did actually go with Kindle Fire. So I'm wondering from a software perspective, since they forked Android, will they be forking ICS or Jelly Bean?
Probably.
I'm curious to see. So I'm a little curious about the hardware, and I always am curious about hardware, even though we don't focus on it. But I'm just curious to see, are they going to be iterating Android up in concert with where Google's iterating it, or are they going to keep it with the fork of 2.3 and keep it completely separate?
I'm wondering if that 22% includes iPads.
How could that include iPads? They're saying they have 22% of the market with Kindle Fires. The 100% should include
them. Okay, 22% of the U.S. tablet market. Is the U.S. tablet market, are they only including Android tablets, or are they also including iPads?
I'm assuming they're including iPads.
Because if they are, then wow.
Well, we'll see. We only have Amazon to really, you know, they don't really talk about quantity.
They never have they?
Yeah, so this is, you know, people have surmised how many they've done, and they've said the numbers are close, but Speaking of Amazon, their app store is now available in Europe. So you Europeans now know what we're talking about.
Yay.
Yeah, there's also actually a new version of the Amazon app store. They're up to 4.0. Problem is, whenever I tried to update, and I saw a lot of people with this, it would say there was no update. I actually did go and install it from their site. Because it supposedly fixes a battery bug where their market was using up extra battery. It wasn't being friendly. Moving along, Android is apparently now in cameras. One of the things that came out of the IFA conference in Berlin was apparently that Samsung now has a Galaxy camera. So this is the question I'm asking. I'm not going to talk about the Galaxy camera or the apparently there's a Nikon camera that also has an Android. Android and cameras. What do you think, Jerry? Good thing or bad thing? Do you want your camera to be more full-featured?
I do.
Does it need a full version of Android? I sort of like the idea of my camera having Wi-Fi that I can turn on and off to get the pictures off the camera.
You know, that's pretty much all I really want for my camera.
I don't need to edit
right,
on the camera.
At this point, I want it to have a friggin' Wi-Fi connection, so I walk in the house, it uploads the photos.
I don't think
Is that so hard?
I don't need a...
Our cameras are larger than our phones, and yet they can't have a wireless card in them.
And I can never get that iFi to work properly.
I know. I've got one, and it has never really worked right.
Sorry, iFi. Anyway...
I mean, it's a great idea.
Yeah, and, you know, that's... But, you know, trying to put all that into an SD card, I think it's better if it's on the phone side.
I think the problem is that the spec for an SD card just doesn't provide enough electricity to run.
Well, it does. They're doing it. Maybe not reliably, though.
Well...
And my digital camera still runs on AA batteries.
I think the problem is that the spec is kind of borderline for having enough electricity, so it depends on your device on whether it will actually provide enough electricity or not.
The next time I buy a camera, it's going to have Wi-Fi.
I so completely concur.
Moving along, Google is going to open the wallet app to third-party passes, loyalty cards, and IDs. So they want to make it a wallet.
Jesus.
So okay. Can you imagine holding up your phone and people seeing your driver's license?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. I think the police might have some trouble with it. Moving along, tablet SMS from the creator of Desk SMS lets you send SMS and MMS messages from your tablet. You have to pair it with a phone, though. The Desk SMS service, which has a app that allows you to send SMS messages through your phone from your computer, is about a $5 a year service. It also allows you to do it using a web app and other devices. What do you think? Is that worth $5?
No.
Well, some people think it is. I don't understand. I use Google Voice, but that's why I don't think it's worth it. But if you are an obsessive text messenger, this may be worth it for you to have your text messages pushed to other devices. So if you don't have your phone, you will still get them. Also, there's the backup aspect of it if you really care about the content of your messages.
Yeah, no. For me, text messages are completely transient.
That's why I send them all to Google Voice. They store them for me. No reflection on the app. It actually looks very nice. It does a lot of contact work as well. Astro File Manager has been updated with UI improvements, complete cloud support for multiple platforms, and a networking module now built in. Firefox for Android has been updated and now supports Speedy, and it does have an improved tablet interface.
You know, Speedy on cell phones could be quite useful.
Well, even on desktops, you know, why waste space? You know, the protocol needs to iterate.
Yeah, well, latency is not really that big an issue on desktops. You know, you're looking at a couple, 1, 2, 3, you know, on a bad day, 500 milliseconds for a round trip. On a cell phone, you know, latency can get up into the seconds. So anything to drop a handshake is going to be so noticeable. So I'm all for Speedy on the mobile.
And how about Firefox for tablets in general?
I just wish it wasn't Firefox. I'm not a big Firefox fan.
Well, how's Chrome treating you?
Bloody awesome.
I don't know. I have some, depending on the device, some devices I have issues with Chrome on Android.
Not here. Here it's sweet.
So I have right here I just installed the Firefox for Android, And it seems nice. It has very nice tab support. I think it actually is a very nice browser.
Oh, speaking of...
excuse me. Yes.
That.
That what?
Okay, open it up.
What, Firefox or Chrome?
Chrome.
Okay.
Okay. Now, hit the button where it'll show you your tabs.
Yes.
Now swipe up, swipe up, swipe up, swipe up, swipe up, yeah. Swipe up.
Not doing anything.
Swipe up 5 or 6 times.
I am. I have the Nexus 7 in front of me. It's not doing anything. Unless you mean you're swipe down.
No, I mean swipe up.
Yeah, I'm doing it. It's not doing anything.
Why would can you see it? It should make the tabs all do a backflip.
Nope, not on mine. Sounds nice, though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And flip.
Nope. Maybe I'm just not doing it right.
Do you have more than one tab? I wonder if it even works with.
What, with tabs? I have, you know, the little windows for the bookmarks.
No, open the tabs. Oh. You know, there's a little thing there with the tabs.
Oh, you the tab with thing?
Yeah, that's why I said tabs. The little button that shows you the tabs.
Oh, I thought you had the other thing. Okay, let me open up some extra tabs. I don't usually use that many tabs.
It actually works with only one tab.
Okay. How do I see all the tabs, though?
Okay, you're looking at Chrome, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and at the top, you have the address bar.
Yeah, above that, you have the tabs. But how do you make them flip again?
Whoa, you have what?
The tabs at the top.
No.
Where are your tabs?
I have a little button. It's like a square with a 1 inside it, or however many tabs I have open.
Oh, yeah. This is the this is the tablet interface. Sorry, I forgot. No wonder it's not working.
And when I push it, it, you know, kind of shows like my tabs in snapshot view. And if you swipe up 5 times on that view, all the tabs do.
Yeah, back. This is the tablet interface, which looks more like the desktop interface where you have the bar at the top.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. That was fun, wasn't it? Anyway, moving along. The official Microsoft SkyDrive app for Android was launched. Okay. Plume.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. He's got the link that shows the picture I'm talking about.
Okay. The tablet has the traditional bar, yes. But this is the Nexus 7, which often uses the phone interface, which is why I wasn't sure. What do you think about the official SkyDrive app for Android, Jerry?
I'm not a SkyDrive user.
I just find it interesting Microsoft is putting their stuff on Android. I think that's a smart move.
I'm not surprised at all.
I think it's a smart move.
I concur.
Plume was updated and will continue to be updated until Google kills off all third-party support, which I'm sure they'll do one of these days.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No, they seem to be going in that direction. Beyond Pod Podcasts Unlock Key is on sale for $1.99, down from its normal $6. So if you want to try something other than Dog Catcher, I might give it a shot. TomTom for Android will be released sometime in October.
Why?
Because TomTom wants to remain relevant in a world where everybody has a GPS navigator in their pocket.
Good luck with that. They better not price it at $50.
Well, just think of it this way, Jerry. Paid services may be able to offer things that free services cannot, including the expectation of prompt support. Did I ever tell you the story of the one-way street in my neighborhood and Google Maps?
No.
About 2 years ago, Google Maps, well, actually first the city, the city changed this two-way street to a one-way street. It was this little side street, so now I have to actually make a long beeline around my neighborhood in order to get to my house.
That's funny.
Well, this street, what it was it's a block past the off-ramp from the highway, so I would make a right on it and go into my area. Mm-hmm. But now, because it's now one-way in the other direction, I have to come around to the next corner and make a long loop around. The problem is, Google did not get this update and still reported it as a two-way street, so it kept directing people who were coming to see me
mm-hmm.
to go down the wrong way down a one-way street. And it took a very long time for, you know, and me writing Google over and over again and asking them to fix it
mm-hmm.
before it finally updated.
How long is long?
Over a year. To turn a two-way street into a one-way street.
I'm sure they had to verify.
I would have sent them a picture. But the thing is that a paid service may, you know, be more motivated to provide certain level of services to you.
Or if that you were using Open Maps, then you could have fixed it yourself.
Yeah, I could have. I haven't checked to see if OpenStreetMap actually has that correct. I'll have to do that. Let's see, moving along. The official Retail Me Not coupons app was released.
Retail Me Not.
Yeah, it allows you to try dozens of coupon codes and hope one of them works. A lot of them don't. I've tried that site a few times. Skype was updated for better support for Bluetooth headsets, as well as some bug fixes. So if you're a Skype user on Android, that's good. Bacon Reader was updated. That's a Reddit client. And it adds spoiler alerts, UI overhaul, and some more fun things. What else do we have here? Oh, yes, the official Lyft app. And this is a service that's currently available in San Francisco that helps people find a ride from a screen driver. And I don't know about you, Jerry, but what I want to do is, you know, pull out an app and have a complete stranger, vetted or otherwise, come to my corner and offer to drive me somewhere.
That would be cool.
Would you, vetted or not, would you want to get into the car of a complete stranger and have them drive you somewhere? Would you want to be that complete stranger? Jerry, come to New York. I'll drive you around. Well, then again, I'm not a stranger. But you don't know how good a driver I am.
I have no idea.
I've only totaled 2 cars. It wasn't my fault. It was the truck's fault.
Sure, so says you.
So said several people, except the insurance company. But I think they were motivated to decide against me. Moving along, Google Now was updated. Adds movie times, public alerts, and more. So let's see what's going on in my Google Now today. So, because I have Google Now and Jerry doesn't. It is currently 76 degrees. I have a lunch tomorrow at 11 a.m. It would currently take me 20 minutes to get to work. They're showing me information on the local high school, which is a couple blocks from here, and information on the local community college, which is also a few blocks from here. I can check in at the local community college. I don't know why I'd want to, but although I do...
Maybe it thinks you're a pedophile.
How can you be a pedophile at a community college? Wouldn't that be if I was supposed to check in at the local elementary school?
That would be funny.
Although, admittedly, there is daycare at the community college. I should go over there. They have a theater in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking, and they're bringing in some nice acts this year. I should buy tickets. I never do that. They're bringing in Capital Steps. Are you a fan of Capital Steps, Jerry?
I have no idea what that is.
It's a musical review done by former Capitol Hill staffers, where they make fun of political themes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun night. They bring in other people. I hear, what's that guy's name? Rob Schneider's coming.
I know who that is.
And a few other people. I didn't know he did comedy stylings at community colleges. I guess you need to make a living. HBO Go is updated with Jelly Bean support, if you have HBO, which I don't, so not very helpful to me. Cerberus 2.3 was released, offering improved ICS and Jelly Bean support, an option to put a call on speakerphone when using the call phone feature. So as you may remember, Cerberus is my security measure of choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun because, you're allowed 5 devices connected to your account. And the guy sent me a message because he was seeing double that because of the world phones.
Mm-hmm.
So when I took the Droid 3 to Italy, it saw it as 2 different phones because it activated the other radio. It was very cooperative, though. But in regards to this, I put a copy on my... Since I have 5 slots, I put one on my mother's phone. So whenever her phone is unlocked incorrectly, it takes a picture of the person unlocking it. And my nephews have been there, so I keep getting pictures in my email of my nephews incorrectly trying to unlock their grandmother's phone, which I thought was amusing.
It is.
Yeah, well, I get cameo shots of them, and they don't even know that I'm getting these pictures. I just think it's amusing. I pretty much just forward them to my mother and delete them, but she thinks they're cute.
I'm sure they are.
No, I meant the pictures, not... I wasn't talking about my nephews. I'm sure she thinks my nephews are cute. You know, that's what grandparents are supposed to think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Flipboard update that adds video. Audiobooks.com has launched a new Android app which offers all you can consume for $25 a month.
That's not bad.
Depends on whether or not you like their audiobooks. Maybe you want the more a la carte philosophy of Audible, for example.
Oh, that's not Audible?
No, there's audiobooks.com.
Oh.
And, of course, finally, app.net beta app, Hoo-Ha, is now available in the market.
Hoo-Ha, you says.
Hoo-Ha, formerly Jive. So, what you know about app.net, right?
Nope. Tell me about app.net.
Well, I was listening to the developer of this be interviewed recently, and he actually explained that it was much more than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, app.net is this developer platform, and because of some of the things that Twitter has been doing lately, The person who developed app.net decided to come up with this alpha proof of concept, which was essentially an open development platform for a variety of different communication services.
Mm-hmm.
And the test service, you know, the problem was that he tried to explain this to people and they didn't understand it. So he decided to build on top of this a proof of concept, which was an alpha Twitter-like service. And basically, that doesn't have to be what it is, because it can do a bunch of other communication functions. So mm-hmm. he implemented a microblogging service using this whole process. Now, the whole thing is Twitter is a free service, which is attempting to monetize based on advertising. The whole app.net thing is a paid service. So a user would pay roughly $50 a year for the service. And a developer, I think, would pay $100. So there's a lot of interesting things you could do with the thing, but it is a paid messaging service, which could be used to implement a variety of different social messaging and other functions. So it sounds very interesting. I don't know if it'll be successful. So would you pay to be on a platform like that?
No, but I'm also pretty antisocial, so.
Well, you know, you should join. I'm actually on an antisocial service. I'm on Pinboard.
Isn't that funny?
Well, no, I'm on Pinboard. That's social bookmarking for introverts.
I find it funny.
Yeah. The guy who runs the place is actually pretty funny if you ever follow him.
I'm sure he is.
He didn't implement any of my suggestions, though. I have to write him another letter.
The arrogance.
Well, no, he actually said, I think I want to revisit this. He hasn't revisited it. So he didn't necessarily... Shame. No, he didn't necessarily say, this is what... I agree with you, I should do this. He said, I want to do something in this area. Well, I'm not talking about going to him and saying, why didn't you do anything in this area? I thought about a nice, politely worded email. Well, we had this lovely conversation a while ago, and I was curious if anything had ever come of it. Sincerely yours, me. And I'm not joining Diaspora.
That project kind of went away, didn't it?
Well, it never impressed me. Also, the fact that people kept mispronouncing it drove me crazy. I don't know about you, but Diaspora sounds like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
No, people would always mispronounce it Diaspora. It sounds like a medication.
Yep.
The term is Diaspora, and I take my Diaspora very seriously.
Apparently.
I'm in the middle of one.
You're in the middle of a who?
A Diaspora. Haven't you ever looked up the definition of the word Diaspora?
Interestingly enough, no.
Okay, let's go to our dictionary. Diaspora. A movement, migration, or scattering of people away from an established or ancestral homeland. The first mention of diaspora created as a result of an exile is found in the Septuagint in the phrase Esse diaspora esse pesis basilias tes gis, which translates to thou shalt be a dispersion in all kingdoms of the earth. Its use began to develop from the original sense when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek. I can move along. The diaspora with a capital D is used to refer to the population of Jews exiled from Israel by the Babylonians and subsequently by the Roman Empire, and came to be used to refer to the historic movements of the dispersed ethnic population of Israel, to the cultural development of that population, or to the population itself. So basically, I am part of Diaspora with a capital D.
Okay.
I find it interesting they chose the term diaspora. It just doesn't seem to be appropriate to a social network because it's a scattering, not a gathering. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. Elevator is experiencing deja vu. Elevator is experiencing deja vu.
Interesting.
Anyway, so I believe that brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. I'm very tired because I celebrated Labor Day today by laboring very hard.
I understand.
Yes, I know you're sleepy as well. So I'm going to get through a little house cleaning and then we're going to call it a night.
Cool.
Okay. If you are interested in contacting us and possibly winning a prize from Guru's Junkyard, then you can email us at podcast@androidbuffet. You can, of course, send us some sort of multimedia presentation, preferably audio, being as we are an audio podcast. You can also leave us a voicemail at 201-2-WEDECA. That's the line with the funny voicemail that I haven't yet updated, because I keep saying I'm going to do that. Let's see, what else do we have to... Oh, yes, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's there. Now, you can check out some of their family-friendly programming, such as... Give me a moment here. I'm going to pick a show at random to tell you about. That sounds like it's going to work out well, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I have to listen to more of...
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, here we are. Let's see what the most recent show is. Oh, here we are. DrBill.tv. DrBill.tv. Join Dr. Bill as he examines the wild and wacky world of the web, computers, and all things geeky on his very own IPTV video netcast. Hot tech tips, tech news, geek software of the week, and geek culture are examined with plenty of humor as well. Episode 254, the Labor Day edition. Firefox 15 is finally available to download, finally fixes add-on memory leak. GIMP is now a self-contained native app for Mac OS X. Deercaster version 0.9i has been released too early, it seems. GWOWW, screenomatic.com. Enjoy your Labor Day. Links that pertain to this netcast, Tech Podcast Network, Blueberry Network. Anyway, that seems to be just something that accidentally got pulled into the... It's interesting that somehow the description of the episode includes JavaScript that somehow got pulled in on how to pop up a window. I should email Dr. Bill. Anyway, that's Dr. Bill. We are, of course, a proud member of the Winnica Media Group, where I've been trying to write some more Gadget Wisdom posts. I had a few in the last few weeks, which is more than I've had in a while. I've been very busy. And, of course, if you want to contact Jerry, you can reach him at jerry.jones@gmail.com. How many exciting emails have you gotten, Jerry, since we started the show?
3.5.
Okay. Moving along, of course, you can find us on Twitter at Android Buffet. And you can, of course, find us at Plus Android Buffet on Google Plus, run by our associate producer, Kevin McLaughlin. Other people wanted to give him a more flashy title, but he wanted something a little more humble. So he told me to choose, so I'm going with that. I think it's humble, it shows we appreciate him, and it respects his desire to be a little off to the side as a contributor.
Works for me.
Yes. I believe he's driving through Texas. I've been following his communications. So a big shout out to Kevin, and a shout out to the people over at Droid Nation. We'll be seeing you in a few weeks. I know some of them listen. And I'm still waiting for Knucklehead Tech to send me his information so that I could send him his prize. Otherwise, I have to leave these tapes here. And, Sherry, do you have anything to add before we wrap up for the day?
I am ad-thingless.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sleepy.
Okay. Well, we will see you next week, and we'll end as we began early in the show with some a little more from the Guru's Junkyard theme song. I have some more verses here. I have here some newspapers, 13 months old. I wrapped fish inside it, it's smelly and cold. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's... Take it, Jerry.
Trash.
Very good. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. I'm dedicating this to Jonathan Nadu.
He loves trash?
No, he was suggesting I sing. I have a clock that won't work, and an old telephone, a broken umbrella, a rusty trombone, and I am delighted to call them my own. I love it because they're...
Trash?
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love
trash.
See, we did a duet.
So excited.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.